how do we do this? So the techno-economic analysis is actually an iterative cycle that we go through all over again, every time again. What we usually do is we start with a market analysis. We are going to look like, well, in our case, we are producing or we want to produce nickel or nickel salts using agro-mining crops. And what is important from a market perspective is, on the one hand, well, of course, how much will your revenues be? So that basically boils down to knowing the prices of nickel or knowing the prices of nickel salts. So we have to look up all these prices. One of the things that we learned is that the nickel price, for instance, is fluctuating enormously, which has a huge impact on the profitability of agro-mining. Now, prices alone are not enough because you also have the volumes that you can sell. So we need to know how much land is available for agro-mining. We also need to know what the process efficiency is. Well, if you know how many tons of agro-mining crops you can harvest from a field, you still don't know how much nickel you can sell because you need to process it. So process efficiencies are important. And so we also need to compare, of course, the volumes that we can produce with the market demands, because we can produce a lot of nickel, but if we produce more nickel than that the market demands, we will never be able to sell it. So that's the first step, the market analysis. The second step in a techno-economic analysis are these mass and energy balances. And that's where we need to talk with other disciplines. We need to talk with the people that have more agronomic expertise, who know how to cultivate the plants, who know how to harvest them. And we also need to talk to the people who know how to process the biomass into valuable materials. So, and these mass and energy balances are things that we devise ourselves, but we always ask a lot of questions to a lot of people. And then in the end, when we are sure that the mass and energy balances are correct, and being sure about that is constantly double checking with experts, the third step is the translation into cash flows. So we translate these mass and energy balances and process flows, actually. So it is process flows diagrams, which a process flow diagram actually tells, like, this is the amount of biomass we can harvest, this is the amount of nickel we can produce, etc., etc. So it is coupled to these mass and energy balances. And then we translate these process flows into cash flows. And these cash flows actually integrate all the data from the steps that we took before. So it integrates the mass and energy balances with the prices and volumes that we expect from the market analysis. But of course, that means that we have to make assumptions. As the nickel price, for instance, is fluctuating enormously, well, when you have to translate it into a cash flow analysis, you have to take one price. And that's a big limitation because we are not sure whether that's the correct price. So there is a fourth step as well. And that fourth step is what we call a sensitivity analysis. We know from historic data that the nickel price fluctuated, so we play around a little bit with it. We choose the lowest possible price, we choose the highest possible price, and we see what the effect is on the financial profitability. And that is also very important because doing such a sensitivity analysis, you can also perform it not only on prices, but you can also perform it on the available land or some other technical parameters like the process efficiency, how much nickel can you get out of one plant, for instance. These things, we are all unsure about that. We are doing research. The technology is still at the early stage in technology development, so we are not sure about how it will be in a large scale. And that's why we have to play with all these assumptions. And then we can see what the effect will be on the financial viability. And investigating that will help us to see which are crucial success factors to make this technology work for a company or for a farmer. So this sensitivity analysis is very important. Also, to communicate back to the technology developers. So we see our role as an environmental economist or as an economist in, we can help people choosing the best direction for technology development. Because sometimes it can be the case that maybe we are unsure about the efficiency of a technology. Maybe we doubt whether the efficiency will be 20% or 22%. But sometimes that is not the most crucial parameter from an economic perspective. Sometimes it might be the available land that we are not sure about. And so the sensitivity analysis actually teaches us which is the most crucial variable. And this will help us to choose the right direction for technology development. Because technology development also costs a lot of money. A researcher in the lab, the wage of the researcher, the materials the researcher needs, that is a lot of money. And in order to avoid that we spend a lot of research money to things that actually have no chance of being economically successful, that's what we see as our role. Well, to help and avoid spending money on useless things and actually to steer the technology development in the direction that is most interesting from an economic, as well as an environmental, as well as a social perspective.